For days, news headlines have been marvelling at the huge rain totals being dumped over parts of Queensland. Halifax in North Queensland recorded the most rain in one December day ever in any part of Australia. The showers and storms caused havoc in some parts, but were celebrated in other regions heading into their seventh year of drought. Others were left bitterly disappointed as the rain passed them by entirely. Stephanie Smale has this report.
The town of Halifax, north of Townsville, recorded more than 680 millimetres of rain in 24 hours on the weekend. But while the coast was being drenched, graziers inland were missing out. Jane McNamara is the mayor of the Flinders Shire Council in Queensland's northwest.
I think everybody had their hopes pinned on Cyclone Owen bringing something, and we all love to see a cyclone in the Gulf of Carpentaria because that's our best chance of actually receiving some good rain. I think people are very disappointed that they haven't been able to get any rain out of this system, and now of course it's gone out to sea again.
The Flinders Shire is one of 23 council regions that had drought declared in Queensland. Another five regions have part of their area declared. Jane McNamara says the rain that was expected to drench her region just didn't arrive.
Very, very patchy in the Flinders Shire. A lot of people didn't get any rain at all, and a very small percentage of us received in that 25 mils. I've only heard of one person who had up to 75 mils out of the whole of Cyclone Owen.
The outlook isn't much more promising for next year either.
They're talking El Nino again for 2019. So that'll make 7 years here in the Flinders Shire that we've had below average rainfall. And that's fairly unheard of. Usually you do 5 years or something like that before you can get some scattered rain that will give you a bit of benefit across most of the Shire.
On the Darling Downs in Queensland's south, torrential rain has caused flash flooding, with properties near Dalby turned into lakes and cars washed from flooded roads. Farmer Greg Pedler says the downpour flooded his summer crops and he spent hours pumping rainwater into low storage tanks. But he says the deluge was a welcome break from the dry weather.
I imagine some of the corn's looking quite good. It's on the higher and drier end of the farm. Some of the sorghum, we can't see. It's underwater. The cotton, I don't know what I can get to it to see, but I imagine some of it'll be a little bit wet too at the moment.
AgForce Queensland CEO Michael Guerin says the soaking rain has completely changed the outlook for farmers that grow vegetables and feed in the region.
You know, you could almost describe as drought-breaking rains if the season continues in an average fashion from here, but certainly underpins and supports the crops which were at real risk until those rains arrived. Intensive agriculture, vegetable growing, grains, sorghum, they did very well there, and they are more intense and they had a lot of young crops in the ground given the time of season, so very welcomed.
But in and around Charleville, further west, he points out it was patchy at best.
Look, I was out west of Charleville in western southern Queensland over the weekend, and you know, the cruelty of nature, some properties got a great storm with the black cloud over top and the neighbour got nothing.
Graziers in and around Barkholden in western Queensland had a similar experience. The region's mayor, Rob Chandler, points out the rain that did arrive will help some sheep and cattle graziers in the region, but it's far from drought breaking.
It's just a start. It's just going to break the ground and they'll certainly get some response. But follow-up rain is critical. Now, south of Barkholden and a patch from the northwest to the southwest of Barkholden missed out completely. They're still feeling pretty crook about it all.
Rob Chandler says as the drought drags on, his family has destocked their properties.
Gregory Park has just notched up 90 millimetres for the year when our average rainfall is about 475 millimetres a year. So it just gives you an idea of the lack of rainfall in our area this year.
He says after 6 years of drought, the state's driest regions will need weeks of rain to get back on track.
It's a long, long way to go. There are only storm rains and they're very patchy. So we really do need that general wet where we get 4 or 5 or 6 inches of rain over a week or 10 days. And then we'll see some really good response in the country. Between Barkholden and Longreach, there's been anything up to 20 and 30 mils of rain. Not enough rain to fill dams or any of the water reserves. I very much doubt that people will bring stock home if they've got them away or buy stock on this rain. It needs a follow-up rain and continuously right through to the end of March before people will be making decisions on a season that's going to carry them right through.
The wet weather has also hit parts of Queensland that aren't drought declared, from the far north down to the state's southeast corner. In the north, Mayor of the Etheridge Shire, Warren Devlin, who's also a grazier, has described the steady rain from ex-tropical cyclone Owen as a good start to the wet season. He says it's a win for the cattle industry in the area southwest of Cairns, especially because the wild weather didn't arrive, just the rain.
Very little winds, just beautiful soaking rain, something that we all look forward to. I'm hearing around the Shire 120 mil, 90 mil, 75 mil, 40 mil, that sort of figures right across our Shire. Extremely good start of the wet season.
That is Etheridge Shire Mayor Warren Devlin ending that report from Stephanie Smale.